Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 352. As this week, we bring you the second hour of WWE Great American Bash 2004. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil, joined by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, Jim Valley. Jim, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, return to 2004, and watch the show that made people forget how bad the 1991 Great American Bash was?
Let's check it out, baby.
I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I don't think I'm exaggerating by much. However, the interest seems to be there by our listening public, judging by the fact that our listenership were up in the podcast rankings in the U.S., Australia, and Ireland. So thank you all for being part of this, and now we know where the people with execrable tastes are, I guess, Jim.
Well, how far do we go in the U.S.? What's the ranking?
Let's see. Well, we're back on the charts. We got up to the top 150.
Well, congratulations to us.
Yeah. Hey. You know, I mean, there's a lot of podcast options, and there seem to be more wrestling podcasts cropping up literally hourly. So, thank you for keeping us relevant, I guess.
Exactly.
Yes, and don't forget patreon.com/waybackplayback. Sign up now if you want to advertise. If you don't want to advertise, you can just send us cash and a stamped self-addressed envelope. We'll take
watch their soupy sales.
Yep, absolutely. Let's see. Oh yes, I also wanted to extend our condolences to our good friend and longtime sponsor Ken Banks. Ken recently on the passing of his dog Lady. I know that. I know it's a very emotional time for him, and I just wanted him to know that we're here for him. And yeah, we're very, as longtime pet owners, we're both very understanding of how much that hurts.
Yeah, I think anybody's sad whenever they lose a pet, but I think, you know, to the degree that he really loved Lady and how much she meant to him, it's probably even more so than we can. Our yeah. thoughts are with Ken and setting out all the love we can. We like it a lot. It's cool.
Yes, we do. Yes, all our love to Ken and everybody at KenandTech.com. Okay, now let's get back to the show. We are getting set for our second hour, and probably best to, yeah, this is the point where we look back at what the world was like on Sunday, June 27th, 2004. Let me see. Oh, yes, the outside of pro wrestling, your New York Times bestsellers, Song of Susanna by Stephen King in its first week. I'm not familiar with that one. And the David Sedaris book, Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim, was number one on the nonfiction bestsellers for the second week. My response to that would be no.
You sure you're going to go to Sears and get some pictures taken in corduroy and denim? The McNeil family?
I think I'll go for a walk outside. Yeah, I know. Okay, Brady Bunch movie. Yeah. Here we go. The number one Billboard song in the U.S. charts. Jim, are you ready for this? In its sixth week at number one, Burn by Usher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Usher was hot back then, not to...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the man. Speaking of Burn, top box office movie in the country in its first and only week at number one, Fahrenheit 9/11 by Michael Moore.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal. It came out.
It was a big deal for half the country. Yes, it was. Kind of like now. Top news story. So, top news story on this day, the Washington Post breaks the story that the CIA will stop using harsh interrogation tactics on Al-Qaeda members. Instead, the CIA will spread disinformation through the Washington Post. So that'll be fine.
Whatever works, I guess.
Yeah. I was going to ask what happened with that, but I think we all know. Major League Baseball. Well, if you decided not to watch the Bash and you decided to watch Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, you saw the New York Yankees beat the Mets 11-6 at Yankee Stadium. The legendary Ruben Sierra hits a three-run home run in the first inning, and it's all downhill for the Yankees. Mike Mussina was the winning pitcher for the Bronx Bombers. Tremendous pitcher. Oh, and UFC, still recovering from the recent UFC 48 pay-per-view. On that show, Jim, you might recall that the UFC heavyweight champion Frank Mir submitted Tim Sylvia in the first round, and then Ken Shamrock knocked out Kimo Leopoldo in the first round. So that was that was quite the event.
Jeez, we're still recovering from the Paul Mayweather paper.
That's true, yes, and I think aftershocks from that will be felt for for days among people who sat through that. Okay. All right, Jim, quick update on the Patreon at patreon.com/waybackplayback. Obviously, we've got all 352 episodes up there for your pleasure, as those of you who are enjoying the show. That includes everything that we've done from when we were behind the paywall. That's, almost 7 years of us doing shows.
Incredible.
Absolutely. And it's all there on our Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback. Plus, you get these shows without commercials in them. Commercials like this very one, for example. Plus, you get these shows in advance of when they go up on our ordinary podcast network on the Creative Control Network. And if you sign up for the Black Scorpion tier, you get bonus matches and bonus shows that are not part of the regular episode, including a show that Jim and I have been working on now, a bonus show from September of 1993 covering WCW Saturday Night, of all things.
It's a great show. It's really fun.
Yes. Yeah, so we're having fun. We want you to join us. It's patreon.com/waybackplayback. And everything's on there is simple. Email us with questions and we'll be glad to help you with anything you want. We're absolutely available for we're absolutely available to change the entire Patreon for people who make payments.
Absolutely. Whatever you need.
That's right. We'll and you can meet Michael Saget. That'll be great.
We'll stand on our head to make you a deal.
That's true. We will accept all reasonable offers. Patreon.com/waybackplayback. Jim, we're back. We're at 42 minutes and 37 seconds. I have the long shot of the looking at the entranceway.
Get ready to hear. Ooh, Chavo.
Absolutely. All right. If we're all there, we're going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. All right. And spoiler alert, the best part of this hour of the show is about to start.
What a surprise. The Chavo Guerrero match.
Yes. Well, yep. There he is. Chavo in 2004, you know. He's a... still a big deal among a lot of fans.
He was very talented, you know. I mean,
yes.
It's too bad his brother was even more so. I mean,
right.
But he's very, very talented.
Well, technically his nephew. I mean, his uncle.
Yeah, right. Uncle Eddie. That's what I meant. Sorry, uncle. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I know better than that.
Well, of course you do. All right. Yeah. Last Thursday there was a cruiserweight battle royal. Well, of course there was. And what could be more exciting than a cruiserweight battle royal?
Putting it on 205 Live today.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, that 205 Live, that's still on the air, apparently. So I just thought you should know that. And in the latest example of how WWE is hip and relevant and hot and filled with new talent, here's the guy who's the number one contender for the Universal title. And is going to fight Roman Reigns at Hell in a Cell in 2021.
It's incredible. His longevity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, watching him in 1996 when he debuted in WCW, the last thing I saw him before that in 95 in ECW. Nowhere was I thinking this guy's going to last 25 years.
Well, I mean, a lot of it has to do with he went overseas and got some stem cell surgery.
Well, yeah.
Which, I'm sure... you know, has to do with some of the longevity. But just the fact that he was able to do that and still be working today is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing no matter what.
Oh, and the sign that says bring back Chavo Classic. Yeah. Chavo Guerrero Sr. had been canned by WWE for his nasty habit of, not showing up. So.
And I've seen some old UWF, Bill Watts UWF.
Yeah.
Videos with Chavo Senior, mm-hmm. And he was even great then.
Oh,
in 87,
yeah.
Getting toward the end of his career. I mean, he was really great too. I mean, the family, the Guerrero family, is uber talented.
Yes,
all the Guerrero brothers and nephew are very, very talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know when the next great Guerrero is going to hit the ring, but.
Well, yeah. Shawn is obviously not going to wrestle.
No.
So.
All right. Here we go. Rey and Chavo, cruiserweight title.
This is obviously before Chavo got his hair plugs in.
Yeah. This is before, I think this is before Kerwin White, too.
Well, yeah, because Eddie's alive.
Yeah. And yeah, so Eddie is the babyface champion, but his nephew is the heel cruiserweight. Somebody, you know, feels like somebody got the short end of that stick. Only two.
Well, I mean, if you go and look at Chavo in WCW and, like, you know, when he was getting his run,
yeah,
like, Eddie Guerrero's my favorite. When he had more, when he had more hair and he looked younger, you know, I mean, wrestling's a cosmetic business.
Yeah, it is. Very much so. Yeah, I mean, Chavo can't really, yeah, Chavo's not really able to pass himself off as the young guy anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been around for too long at this point, and too many people have seen him. You know, Rey Mysterio can't really pass himself off as a young guy either, but he doesn't have to.
He's got the mask.
Yeah. And he's Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
And, you know, even Michael Cole fears puberty. Okay, well.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
They're trying to imply Michael Cole looks young?
Michael Cole is Peter Brady? I don't know. I'm not. I don't think so. You know who does look young? Charles Robinson.
Yeah, he doesn't age, does he?
No, not really. Go up.
I like the cruiserweights working the arm bar.
Oh, yeah. That's well, that's how you know it's a WWE cruiserweight match.
Exactly.
No, no. Yeah, let's put the cruiserweights in them, but let's not have them work a different style because that would just confuse the fans.
Because everyone loves that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell a WWE ECW match, too, because there's nothing extreme in it.
Right.
Let's just have them work the same style. Oh, okay.
Okay. Yep. Oh, and we're about coming up to 15 years from WCW, WWE ECW starting. I know. Some of you might want to forget I said that, by the way. Especially those of you who submit, you know, requests to us. There we go. Up, up and over. Back.
There we go.
All right.
Little sequence.
Mm-hmm. Wow, nice.
Well, and Chavo's big enough he can be a base.
Yeah.
For Rey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they never had a problem working together.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. He's got Dominic and Leon, his daughter and son, on his the inside of his arms.
Yep. See, it all circles, you know, it all circles back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dominic, of course, the son of Eddie Guerrero.
Right.
As we all know from WWE television.
Well, yes, and WWE television, yeah. I'm expecting that, yeah, when's the WWE documentary on Dominic explaining all that?
Why wouldn't they do the one on Kane explaining all that crap?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Actually, the paperback novel they did of Kane's life story was suitably hilarious enough that I don't think they, you know, they could just use that as a source.
I apparently don't remember that. But...
Oh, I reviewed it for The Torch. Oh.
Oh.
It was it. I mean, some guy actually tried to make sense of it all. That was the best. That was the good part. You know, you got to do Paul Bearer as the Paul Bearer hiding his son's death and pretending his son is dead and the whole car accident with Katie Vick. And yeah, just, you know, yeah.
Sounds like how many pages?
I don't know. Like WWE, it's not more than 300.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, yeah, they did a Kane DVD where I don't think it was exactly a documentary. It was something like The Twisted, Demented Life of Kane or something along those lines. Overused Billy Dunn. Oh, okay. Yeah, we saw that last week. Oh, by the way, Billy Gunn up next. Oh, nice. You know what? You know how else you can tell a WWE Cruiserweight match?
How?
Match is built around a knee injury.
That's true, too. You're right.
That's also how you can tell a Bill Watts Cruiserweight match, by the way. Right. Oh, no. Will Rey Mysterio have to forfeit the match?
It's how long ago the WWE had a Cruiserweight Championship.
All right.
Now it's only on 205 Live.
Well, yeah, but it's the NXT Cruiserweight title.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Tasty.
Yeah, I mean, not that it matters.
I know, but it's just, I don't know. It's like, because, I don't know.
But yeah, there's a whole show devoted to the Cruiserweight division every week.
Yeah.
Isn't that, and whatever. Yeah, I was looking at Peacock, and it's like 205 Live, Season 6. Like, what? How? You know?
Well, we've been on 7 years, so.
Yeah. That's true. What do you tell somebody? Congratulations, you've been called up to 205 Live? How does that work? Well, I guess you're technically not called up because it's NXT, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the third hour of NXT.
I mean, I guess it's just because of international TV rights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the only reason the main event is still going. Oh. Yeah, main event, apparently they did a 2 out of 3 falls match between Jeff Hardy and Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did Hardy do something wrong?
Well, I don't know what answer to give. Usually my answer would be, what are the odds? But, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I hadn't heard anything, but then, yeah, I think I saw that thumbnail as well. I was like, oh, my God, Jeff Hardy's a match? What did he do wrong?
Right. Well, I mean, you never know. I mean, you don't know which contracts are going to dump now. Oh, there we go. You know, hook the mask and the leg.
The famous Frank Gotch mask hook.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Oh. Oh. Yay, Rey Mysterio with the only counter to that move. Okay, so they've managed to, with that sequence, they've managed to take the crowd completely out of this. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, now they're back in. You know, the crowd, everybody loves Ray. Ray is
right.
Beloved and beloved by everybody, but
they don't want to see, I don't think these people want to see Ray Mysterio selling the knee.
Well, and also it's like, I just don't think that they care about Chavo as a heel. It must suck to be talented, and it's like, you just, I don't know.
Oh.
You know, WWE also educates its fan base that, you know, by and large, size
matters.
Is king. Size matters, yeah. Yep. And unless you're the one or two small underdogs like Ray, right. You know, or Eddie on the card, there's no room for anybody else.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know, and they've got a couple of roles that those people play, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And after that, well, you're out of luck.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this match, they're doing it very well. I just, you know, it just doesn't feel, it's not what the people are here for.
No. You know, and they're handcuffed too, as far as what they can do.
Right. Yeah, people. Okay. Oh, here we go. Stretch muffler and
Kind of look at those braces. They're raised tights.
Yep. There we go.
Just might went for the long tights like that to hide both braces.
Right. As one does. Well, I mean, you could show the braces. Steve Austin did that, but, you know. Yeah. I mean, plus I think you want them covered, so, you know, make it less likely that the brace will get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember watching wrestling with people who saw Austin wear both braces, and they thought it made him look weak.
Well, I okay.
He's falling apart, which he was.
Yeah, he was. Here we go. Oh!
But, I mean, those braces can hide a lot of things, like
right.
Rey Mysterio's braces, baggy pants hide, you know, Donald Trump's Depends. They do a lot of stuff.
Allegedly, yeah. Or not, yeah.
Whatever.
Or they don't hide anything. There we go.
Do you think Trump's going to sue us, Pat? Is that what you think?
No.
Okay.
No, I really don't. Oh, there he goes. Okay. All right. Well, it's tied to the tree of woe. Okay. And now, yeah, you also have Michael Cole, who's forced to talk about, well, Chavo's dominating the pace of this match. Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know if I would. Okay, well, the shoulder charge into the post, and back comes Ray. Well, I understand wanting to make your high spots mean more than breaking them up. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. So now the crowd's back up, and they're into it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't suppose they're still selling those Great American Bash t-shirts with Eddie and JBL on them, huh?
You can get anything on Etsy.
That's true. I could. Oh. And nope. Gosh darn it. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Okay, wait. He's going to suplex him to the announce table? Maybe not. Okay, still for all-time bad ideas, this can't top BJ Whitmer and Jimmy Jacobs, where BJ actually powerbombed Jimmy off the top turnbuckle. But yeah, there we go. Both men are down.
That guy in the orange feigning excitement.
Well, there's Ultimate Warrior's. I can also see Ultimate Warrior's cousin in the background, Brad Ultimate Warrior.
Where's he at? I missed him.
He's in the Ultimate Warrior shirt with the Ultimate Warrior face paint.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, actually, I guess that's not face paint. I guess that's his actual face. Behind Cruella DeVille guy there.
Yeah, behind the guy in the furry outfit.
Yes. Yep. All right. Here we go. Reset. Up. Okay. Are we going to get the last? Nope. Ah. Okay, that worked because Mysterio obviously countered by jumping onto the middle turnbuckle. That's why that spot's acceptable. I do like Ray selling the injured knee while running the ropes. That's a tough one to pull off, but he did it. I'm not kidding either. He did that.
Now, there's more to Ray than just high spots, and I think.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people don't understand that. You know, a lot of people, sort of the same way people saw Mick Foley as just violent, this violent fat guy. There's more to Mysterio than just a little guy doing high spots.
Yep. Agreed. There we go. I have a story for you, but I'll have to save it for one of the boring matches. And don't worry, that those are coming. All right, back into the ropes. Oh, man. Well, that's Rey Mysterio's fault there, but Michael Cole actually said that Chavo Guerrero is going to realize his dream by winning the Cruiserweight title. I don't know. I'm not buying that one.
That it's his dream?
Yeah, I'm not buying that one. I mean, do you really believe that, you know, growing up in El Paso, Chavo had the dream of winning the WWE Cruiserweight title?
I think his dreams were shattered once Saturn put Pepe through the chipper.
Yeah, I think that was the end of it, too.
He was never the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. And 619. Yay. All right. Okay, time for the. There's one guy who's literally wrapped himself in the American flag, in the crowd. Oh, Maple Leaf. No, I guess that's not really. I guess I can't really call it that. Oh, he's got him here. That's got to be it. There's no way to break that hold. Oh, nope. Almost reached the ropes. That guy is way too excited about Chavo winning. Well, maybe he's excited just the right amount, judging. I don't know what number beer he's on.
Yeah, I think that's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell if that guy's just drunk. Or being drunk and ironic. I can't tell.
Mm. Oh, there we go. Here the ropes. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Is that a sign saying, where's Kamala?
I hope so.
Yeah, okay. Where's Kamala? Well, she's at the border. I mean... Oh, wrong Kamala. I'm sorry. What was that? Okay.
Yeah, that's Kamala.
Wrong year. Yeah. Kamala. Oh, yeah.
JBL was at the border.
That's true. He was. Yeah. If we're really lucky, they'll show some of those vignettes here. Or not. Time for the power bomb. Oh, second goal. Going for that gory bomb again. Oh, wait. Oh, there we go. All right. The not quite Canadian destroyer there.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio with a win.
The underdog win for the underdog champ.
Hey. Well, except there weren't that many people who thought Shava was going to win it in the first place, but yeah.
Hudson always come from behind. Ray always fights from underneath.
Right. That's what it, then, that's what he's good at. Yeah. Okay. So here. Watch this counter. Well, yeah, let's not watch the counter too closely. But yeah, he did it. Okay. Well, there you go. Rey Mysterio is still your champion. So, I mean, so far, this isn't that bad of a show.
No, that's a fine match. I mean, that's great.
Yep. That's okay. We're going to fix that.
I mean, you consider both those guys have been, you know, Rey because of his uncle and Chavo because of his family. I mean, those guys have been both wrestling a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Two very young veterans.
Let's return to the hot tub. All right. Wait, are Spike Dudley? Okay. All right, Tori Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, she's getting ready for her match.
I know about you, but I always do that when I see a woman in a swimsuit.
God bless America, yes. Well, that was the punchline.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're back. Scope Arena. Okay. Yay. All right. That's it for the red, white, and blue. It's 4th of July weekend. Well, oh, wait, what's this? Oh, this is Kenzo Suzuki, and he does not like America. Now, for 25 points, Jim, what was the original gimmick name for Kenzo Suzuki?
I believe it's going to be Hirohito.
Yes. They scrapped that when they discovered that it might just be the slightest bit offensive. Mm. Yep.
Well, you know, WWE was, these are kind of transitional periods where it's like, they're still doing Attitude Era stuff and trying to go for shock value things at times. While we're kind of seeing also the emergence of John Cena and finally the PG era takes a hold.
Yes.
So this is a weird time.
Okay. Last Thursday. Oh no. Hiroko the geisha girl threw powder into Billy Gunn's eyes and gets her guy disqualified. So this is after they just explained that Kenzo Suzuki is undefeated. Okay, they don't know what's going on. So he's undefeated, but he lost by DQ 3 days ago. And here he is, the ass man. Okay. There he is. Okay, so. Yes, Billy Gunn's All-American. Isn't that your thought looking at him right now? Is Billy Gunn All-American?
Well, look at that thing in 2004. He's America's ass.
That's well.
We did have Captain America on movies. So yeah, he was America's ass.
Yes. Well, you know, like the song says, so many asses, so little time.
Is that what the song says?
That is what the song says, yes.
Okay, then.
Yay! Okay, Billy Gunn, Kenzo Suzuki. The pay-per-view meeting. The long-awaited
I don't even know.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when Kenzo Suzuki turned. Like, he wore all the Americana stuff. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not doubting he did. I'm just saying no. I don't remember it. All right, here we go. They're locking up. Oh my goodness! Look how tall they are. This is what the people paid to see. Two really tall guys. Oh.
It's amazing how great Billy Gunn looks even today.
Oh, yeah.
60, it's ridiculous.
It is very ridiculous. Yeah. Hmm. Yep. Okay, they're talking about the mental preparedness of Kenzo Suzuki. Yeah, the fact that they're... The fact that Cole and Taz are spending the match hyping up Kenzo Suzuki should give you a pretty good idea of where, of what their priorities are.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, nope, nope, nope. There we go. Perfect Plex. No.
When you think about all the incredibly talented wrestlers in Japan in this era,
yeah,
and this is the one they bring to WWE.
Yeah, they brought Morishima in for a tryout. Eh, you know, they didn't like his look. Yep.
So what was your story?
Oh, yes. The lovely and talented Mary McNeil, 3 years old. Let's see. So she, you know, she doesn't always understand the things that grown-ups are talking about around her. So sometime last week, I'm putting her, you know, I'm getting ready, putting her to bed. She's in the bathroom, you know, we're doing all the hand washing and teeth brushing and all that. And she's like, "Daddy, you need to do a podcast." I'm like, "What? You got to do a podcast." It turns out that she thinks a podcast is the part where I scoop out the cat boxes. That's a podcast.
He's not wrong.
Well, no, but... So, of course, I did a podcast right there.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't have stinky litter boxes. I mean, come on.
No, you can't.
No, you really can't.
I'm not going to do that podcast with you.
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting you to do that podcast.
Okay, just check.
So Hiroko is Kenzo Suzuki's wife, right? I'm not misremembering.
That's my recollection too. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, she's
She was like a news anchor in Japan, as I recall.
Okay, so perfect. Yeah. I wonder if Vince explained the role to Hiroko the way he did to Kelly Kelly, allegedly.
What's that?
He was showing Kelly Kelly how to dance, according to Bruce Pritchard.
Oh. Yes. Anyway, I imagine Vince walks through his role, a lot of talent roles.
Right. Okay, so let's see. Kenzo Suzuki, currently with All Japan. Debuted in 2000. Yeah.
But I mean, All Japan is, you know,
It's not what it was, no.
Yeah, it's a pretty small.
His wife, Hiroko, a Japanese politician and professional wrestling partner. Okay. Yay. And became an announcer on FCT in Japan. All right. Nice. Political career. Oh, she was elected to the Funabashi City Council in 2015. Good for her. Okay. Referee Nick Patrick there to keep order. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know if this was actively bad, as there isn't enough to it to drag the match out this long.
It's very basic.
What? Okay, the guy there doing the wax on, wax off for hand motions for Kenzo Suzuki was kind of funny. In an incredibly racist way, yes.
If they're trying to get him over as a monster heel, I don't know if this is the way to do it.
Probably not.
You know, Billy Gunn's a big guy, so it doesn't really show.
It doesn't show size. Yeah, I mean, Kenzo Suzuki's a big guy, but he's not Giant Baba out there.
No, but I mean, he is big.
Yeah.
I mean, they're comparable size.
Right. Yeah, if you're trying to get him over based on size, you have to have him out there beating up little guys.
Or at least someone like of an average size. But
yeah.
And I don't know, I mean, I guess the fact, you know, Billy Gunn has been, he lost and stuff, but yeah, this is, I mean, it's something to be Billy Gunn's to.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. Billy Gunn, when he's not in DX, has been, you know, he's always kind of in, he never really kind of got his grip.
Mid-level guy, yeah.
Yeah, got his foot. Yeah.
Here we go, it's time for the rocker drop. No, it's not.
He never was the guy, he never was what they wanted him to be.
Right. Oh. Nope. Yes, they feuded him with the Rock. That went well. Okay. All right. Suzuki sometimes looks out of control. Okay. I don't think he's ever looked out of control during this match. Like a loose cannon or that sort of thing, you know.
I'm not going to say it. Have you ever read Matthew Rendonzo's book or whatever his name is?
Ring of Hell?
Yes. Did you read Ring of Hell?
I did read Ring of Hell. It was a while ago, but yes.
Well, there's allegedly a reason that Kenzo Suzuki was not in Japan for a break.
Oh, okay.
You can go back and read Ring of Hell, anybody, yourself. I'm not going to speculate. I wouldn't want to.
No.
I don't even know if it's true or not.
There you go.
That was the finish?
Yeah. I'll be darned. Okay, then.
That was it?
Yep. Oh, there apparently is also an astronomer named Kenzo Suzuki. No relation.
Oh.
Okay. Who discovered 42 planets.
No.
Jeez, good for him. Oh, no. That's the finish. Well, he's definitely he definitely looks like he's going to be a top contender to the Yeesh. No. Okay. Okay, and here's Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman, kidnapper. So I guess Paul Heyman's trying to do Tony Soprano. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out.
Huh. Yeah, it could be.
Okay. All right. Okay, so he will straight up murder Paul Bearer if the Undertaker doesn't go along with his plan. by drowning him in concrete. And this is a thing.
WWE doesn't do murder.
No. Except for the times they do. Yep. Okay. Okay. That's normal. Okay, so the under this makes no sense. Yeah, Paul Heyman at this point doesn't really, without Brock Lesnar, he doesn't really have a horse here to manage. So I mean, I guess he has the Dudleys.
What's amazing is this is the second of three WWE pay-per-views in this run in 6 weeks.
Yes. So
every 2 weeks, they're cranking out a new pay-per-view.
Right.
Because they had like 20, you said, this year.
Don't forget, Titan America for all your concrete needs. 757. Yeah. I mean, they're the guys who got the best part of the deal, I think. Here we go. All right, Jim. It's the Battle of the Playmates.
Again, yeah. The fact that Sable's back on TV says, should say something.
Yep.
But where WWE is, I mean.
Yeah, so I don't even have to tell you what the rumors behind that were. But yeah. At least I shouldn't have to. Yes, Taz just tried to sing What's New Pussycat about Sable. That's amazing. Okay. All right. This is it. Yes, this is apparently Sable's jealousy over Tori Wilson getting the poster for Great American, beginning to be on the poster for Great American Bash. All right, so yeah, when they split brands, the Raw got the Divas and the Divas Championship, and SmackDown had Tori Wilson, who I think ended up with like a 300 match winning streak against whatever they, you know, Dawn Marie or whichever young ladies they put her up against. All right, so it's Tori and Sable. Let's have them wear a lot of clothing.
So she's the Goldberg of the Divas division?
On the SmackDown side, yeah.
Okay. Wait, so is that what Sable's wrestling in?
I guess so.
That thing with a hood? Yes. I thought that was just like a ring jacket.
That guy in the crowd is obsessed with Billy Gunn. And the Rockabilly sign, and yeah. Wow. Okay. Yep, nope. There we go. Single leg takedown. Oh, my goodness. Sable's a killer. No, Tori's a killer. Look. Oh. Michael Cole just compared Sable's outfit to the Tasmaniac outfit. I don't know how or why.
It's funny they even acknowledge that.
Well, whoever was producing this didn't like Taz. I'll just bring that up. You'd think. Oh, there we go. The Kurt Hennig neck snap. Yeah.
God, this is impressive for a Divas match at the time.
Yep. I know. Oh, whoa. Hey. Hey, that guy applauded.
That guy applauds when you give him more riblets, too.
Well, yeah. Well, I applaud when you get more riblets.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Yeah. It's riblets. All right. Sable with a choke. Okay. Wow. Oh, there we go. All right.
Talk about sloppy and unsure.
No, that's not the finish.
This is the most wrestling I ever recall Sable ever doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, see, she worked Jacqueline, and they were, yeah, but, yeah. Now she's actually putting some effort into this. Oh, no. Okay, so now the crowd's getting a little bored. Okay, I don't know what to say about this.
I don't know. It's amazing to me. It's like all of these matches have all felt like they've gone on too long.
Yeah, this match already feels like it's gone on too long. Yeah. Or at least it's gone in the wrong direction.
You know, they've got pay-per-views in 6 weeks. They've got all this time to fill, and that's what it feels like. They're just filling time. And, you know, that's really been the problem. Yeah. WWE, whether they're doing 20 pay-per-views or 12, and we're coming up like we are on Hell in a Cell, it's like they just have shows to fill versus it happens organically.
Yeah, things do. Yeah. I can't remember the last time things happened organically in WWE.
Yeah, you know, I mean, especially with the Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I don't think they've announced a Hell in a Cell match for the Hell in a Cell show. I mean, maybe I'm missing that.
I don't know. I would imagine, Drew McIntyre and Lashley, because they've had.
Yeah, you would think so, but they haven't announced it.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
They've had more matches than Torrey Wilson's had on SmackDown.
Oh, they hit heads. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You know, I don't think Sable looks like Tasmaniac. I think she looks like she's getting ready to manage Harlem Heat.
Well, hey, that would have worked, maybe. Hey, yeah, that jacket could have worked. Okay. I mean, I'm okay with the red, white, and blue. Torrey could have managed Kurt Angle with that gear.
It's true.
The hair just doesn't. I don't know what the deal is with that hair.
What do you mean?
Be a little bit stringy for Torrey. Yeah.
No. You're not gonna date her. She's not good enough for you.
Oh, that's not what I said. No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not gonna date her because I'm a happily married man. I mean, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. No, she did not have her shoulders down for three count, Jim.
Close. I don't know what that was.
Well, not even close. Even Taz is saying her shoulder wasn't down.
She broke her 300 match winning streak.
Well, gosh darn it.
She's the Scott Hall for Tori Wilson.
Michael Cole goes with the referee was out of position. No, I think the referee was in position. I'm guessing he got a stern talking to when he returned to the when he returned backstage.
Of course. Mm. You got to keep those referees on the up and up.
Yep. Well, Sable with the victory. Kenzo Suzuki with the victory. Now, what do we got next? Oh, my goodness. The Undertaker's here.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness for that. We're coming up on our final match of this hour. And no, it's not the Concrete Crypt match. I know that's what you were thinking. That's next week. And no, it's not the Bull Rope match. That's also next week. Hello. Dawn Marie, hi. French people don't get mad, they get even. Yes. Yes. I loved Rene Dupree as Gaston in the Broadway version of Beauty and the Beast.
No one can tickle like Gaston.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. Yep. Is 15 inches? Oh. You know they say about guys with big feet? Dawn apparently doesn't know this. She has to have it explained to her multiple times. Okay. All right, so there we go. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, so Gunzio is a ladies' man, folks. Okay, we're back at that's Norfolk. Yep.
So, all right, let's. Were the FBI baby faces? Thought they were heels.
I guess against the French, I guess they're baby faces.
Can you understand that?
Oh, that's right. It's Mordecai.
All right, White Undertaker.
Yes. And he has the giant sword ready for when he decides to commit Harry Carey, I guess, after this gimmick dies. I don't know.
Like after this show.
Yeah. Kevin Furtick, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously the sign is a future opponent for The Undertaker. Except the guy looks for all the world like Bruce Prichard with like a really tall Bruce Prichard.
Yes, I didn't realize he needed the papers. Wow.
Okay. Oh, a brawl broke out backstage on Thursday night between Mordecai and Hardcore Holly. Oh my goodness. Why did a brawl break out between these two? Who cares? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just did.
Okay, Mordecai. And here he is, Bob Hardcore Holly. Yeah. Okay, so Mordecai had some nasty comments to make about society and about the SmackDown locker room. And this big giant is the same height as Bob Holly, so much for that.
Yeah. But I guess because Bob Holly is tough, this makes you think that Mordecai must be tough.
Sure.
I just remember, like, Mordecai having one match, and they scrapped it after one match.
Well, this would be the one match.
No, I didn't think, I thought it was like one match on SmackDown and he was done.
Okay.
I don't remember the pay-per-view.
So this would be the second, but you didn't order the pay-per-view, so you didn't see the second match. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he might be taller than Bob Holly. Not much. You know what really makes a guy look tough? Wearing all white. And wearing wearing a symbol like that on his chest. Yeah, that's it. He's wearing a symbol, yeah, on his outfit.
He looks like when Dolph Ziggler wrestled as Colonel Sanders.
Kinda. Actually, Dolph Ziggler was pretty good wrestling as Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, but the same look is the same. The white hair, the white outfit.
Yeah, you can't unsee it now.
No.
All over the world, the Great American Bash, yes. All over the world, people are avoiding this show like the plague. Yes, we'd like to thank all our servicemen for watching. Our poor servicemen.
Say if they hadn't suffered enough.
Well, I don't think the servicemen are watching this match. They're like, yeah, call back when one of the real matches happens. Which isn't fair to Bob Holly, but this feud isn't fair to Bob Holly, so.
And Bob was clearly, not in like the major plans at this point, kind of like Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
That's why they put him in here.
Even the guy in the furry Dalmatian suit is just like walking off during this match.
Well, and they're dressed up actually almost exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true. He probably wishes they'd called each other.
Yeah.
They could have avoided that.
Embarrassing.
Yes, it is. Okay. Oh, not the chin lock. Not that.
Because, the guy that's going to be in the ring with The Undertaker, you want to show off his vicious chin lock.
That's right. There's no way The Undertaker can stand up against that chin lock.
No.
Yep. That's okay. At this point in the match, I think that feud with The Undertaker has been scrapped already now. Oh, he's going to the headlock.
It's really funny. There's not really an answer to, like, other gimmicks that don't get over right away. They shove them down your throat.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason, they chose not to shove this one down our throats.
And I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it wasn't the wrong decision. I'm just saying it's like, they've shoved worst wrestlers down our throats.
Right.
They've shoved worst gimmicks down our throats, but for whatever reason, it just wasn't the card.
They brought this guy back like a couple years later with the vampire gimmick, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was slightly more believable. Yeah, I mean, it's on the third brand, and it was slightly more believable than this. So, oh, they hit heads. We just did a spot where Tori and Sable hit heads in the last match, and we're doing it here. That's quality control, kids.
Yeah, Kevin Furtig looks taller than Mordecai, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That vampire character with the dark.
Yeah.
Mordecai looks small.
Kevin Thorne or whatever, yeah.
Thorne, whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Mordecai, yeah. He does. Okay. Well, plus that, everything Bob Holly does looks stiff because a lot of it is, so. So you're going to have the match end, and even if Mordecai wins, he's going to look like he's been, you know, he's going to look the worst for wear of the two of them. Yeah. Oh, Scorpion Death Drop, sort of, ish. Nope. Okay. Whoop. What was that? No. I mean, that I suppose could be a finisher, but yeah, it would look a lot better if he was doing that to Spike Dudley.
Yeah. Bob Holly, dropkick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great dropkick. Always had it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What about? Okay. Oh, no. Here we go. Alabama Slam. No. Is he going to do it? Razor's Edge.
Yeah, a crucifix-like maneuver, not to be called the Razor's Edge.
Okay, Splash Mountain. What,
yeah.
Anyway, okay, that's a good finish. Yeah. A crucifix-like bomb. Thank you, Taz. Yeah. I don't know. I think that can be summed up with a sign, Pudas here.
I think it was it as far as who's next.
Who is next? He's the Pale Rider, Mordecai. Oh, good grief. That didn't really work. All right, here we go. The SummerSlam ad. The world's greatest athletes gather together. There we go. Batista!
Dave Batista, great man.
SummerSlam 2004. Raw and SmackDown and SummerSlam. Hey, okay. I suspect this might be a good stopping point for us, folks. Hold on. SummerSlam's already sold out in Toronto. Well, that's nice. Me? In 2004. Okay. Well, I don't think they've sold out yet in 2021. Given that they're filling a football stadium. Here. Okay. This is a good stopping point. All right. 1 hour, 43 minutes and 50 seconds.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
For over 10 years, Shane Hurricane Helms has been a pioneer in the podcast game. And now, the Creative Control Network proudly brings to you the record-breaking, history-making, longest-reigning, most entertaining cruiserweight champion of all time, Shane Hurricane Helms and the Highway to Helms podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever your favorite podcast may be, you'll find me, Shane Hurricane Helms, and if you don't know, Google me, biatch!
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track, Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com.
Hey, guess what? When we return next week, Jim, the bull rope match and the concrete crypt. It's two treats in one.
I can't wait. No, this will actually be hopefully worth it.
Yep, this I would expect so. It's going to be worth something, folks. Let's see. So, once again, I'd like to remind you, visit us on Twitter. I'm at Real Pat McNeil. Jim is at Jim Valley. At least that hasn't changed.
No, it doesn't change.
And catch Jim's appearance this past Friday on Wrestling Observer Live. He was there, and it's good to have Jim back on there. And oh, by the way, hey, help us out. Leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever your pods are cast. We really appreciate it. And of course, if you'd like to know more about Rey Mysterio, Chavo Guerrero, Billy Gunn, Kenzo Suzuki, or Torrey Wilson, visit PWTorch.com, F4WOnline.com, or The Wrestling Observer, or go check it out via your local library app because they're all in books. Jim?
A Bull Run match and potential murder. What more could you want? Be sure to tune in. Same way back time, same playback channel.
And we'll be soliciting your advice as to what we should be, what show we should be preparing for Father's Day in 2 weeks. That's, yeah. I mean, what, nothing says Father's Day like a fresh new start of way back playback. So look forward to that. But until then, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.